comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Novak. Where's he been?
You're not recording.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
He's in jail.
He's in jail now.
Yeah, but he gets out today.
Today.
He's been in there for a year.
One year.
Yeah.
Exactly, to the day?
To the day, yeah.
Not even a day more or a day less?
I don't know. Yeah. I drank a cigarette this morning.
Is that what got you this?
Not too fond about it.
Is that what got you this way?
It was disgusting.
What would you rather drink?
A regular water.
Well, you smoke the water then. It'd be fine.
No. It was a water, and I was like, ooh, delicious water.
Oh, that sucks.
Then I drank a
cigarette. Right when you woke up. But what?
Not but what. It was a cigarette. I drank it. Ah, CJ, can I have that thing?
So I talked to Sirius, and I told him, Novak's getting out of jail. We're going to tape a radio show.
This is exciting.
I'm excited. They said that is big news, but we're definitely going to have to preview the show before...
They preview it all the time.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
The fuck is your point?
Before we put Novak on the air again, we're going to have to listen.
So what?
I'm excited to hear all types of stuff about prisons.
What's in there?
CJ, you're not on fucking microphone.
I know. CJ, you're not on the microphone.
Do whatever.
If you want to get a perm, go do it. No, I need a thing from the thing.
Put the fucking thing on the thing.
Put the thing on the fucking thing if you're going to say something.
CJ, you look like a giant Cabbage Patch Kid.
Thank you.
Really?
That's what makes me so lovable.
Not why.
He's right.
Clearly. Look at him.
Clearly.
What would happen when a Cabbage Patch Kid grows up?
Oh, wait. I got the hair, too.
Oh, I know.
So, Pedroxen has a song that he loves. And it's not even a rap song, Chad.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God.
I heard
it on Faction, actually, the other day.
What's it called?
It's called
Die,
Die, Die, Death, Go Fuck Yourself.
It's called Die, Die, Death.
That's the name of the band.
Okay.
And it's called Go Fuck Yourself. It's about eating a smelly, dirty pussy.
What's that mean?
Like a dirty, smelly, fucking filthy pussy.
Play it then, pussy.
All right, I'm playing it now.
Oh, well, what else? That's not plugged in, dude.
I don't hear it anymore.
So I got beat up last night, and then I spit in somebody's face.
Do you want to talk over the Die, Die, Die song, or you want to talk
about... Oh, and then I punched somebody in their face.
Well, we can reflect over last night in a second. Do you want to play this Die, Die song now?
I do, big time. I want Dave DeCurtis!
Radio BAM, we're coming back. It says before we pick up Novak, we're taking the RV to prison... To spring Novak.
Where's my phone?
It's going to be a mess. A big crew. Is that even allowed?
We're parking across the street at the park because we don't want to, like,
that's not
in
my
there
phone.
And them search, like...
The they will.
It. Well, that's why we're parking across the street. I mean...
They're going to think, like, oh, they definitely have a big party in there for the release guy.
Yeah. And they're like...
Who
maybe,
wouldn't?
I suggest nobody bring anything illegal.
Please.
We're not.
Okay, good.
Me?
Don't bring any other contents. All right, Die, Die, Die on Radio Band. Die, Die, Death.
Da da da.
Death, death,
die. Death, death, die.
Right up.
Da da da.
Have you ever been out late at night up in the club looking for the right lady on the wrong side of one too many? If you know what I mean, mates. We've all done it. You hit rock bottom and the next thing you know, she's lying there next to you. Sometimes it's good, most times it's bad. What the fuck's up with that hole?
I don't actually have to wash myself, do I?
Yeah, you do! You say that you look and you don't have to clean it. If you don't take a shower, then there's no sense of meaning. I know what I'm in for, I don't have to say it. There's no way I'm in there if you're misleading. Oh, the sun is up. place, the sights and the smells and a stranger's face, as you pull back the covers and reveal the disgrace of a journey you took just below the waist, and you realize that you got a case on the morning afters and an awful taste. So you start to mumble cause you're feeling crazed. Lord, I'll do anything if you would just erase all the drinks and the coke and the pot marijuana. Cause all I remember is don't drink a bottle and a face like an egg that I fed up banana. She says something about us being drunk and a funner.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
All right. David Curtis is here.
Naked Dave. Naked from Dave. CKY movies.
He is.
I wonder if anyone remembers him. I think they
I remember him.
Do they recognize you with clothes on, Naked Dave?
He was naked last night. Naked Dave, where have you been? What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
So, since the CKY movies, what was you were famous for being naked and playing video games?
I pretty much did nothing.
Well, in the videos, everyone knows that's when I
he ran naked across the street.
Ran naked. What else has he done naked?
Well, he was naked last night. And then I tried to give him a sweatshirt, and he refused to wear it.
I was, like, really upset, because I was, like,
I just want to be nude.
Fat.
Is that what he thinks?
You got fat?
Let me see.
Really I did. Get, I got really fat.
Let me take a look.
The chicks used to love you in the videos, right?
Dude,
let me take a look.
Check out this shit.
Yeah, you did get fat.
Look at this shit.
Yeah, but you're, like, a skinny fat.
Maybe you're pregnant. Back surgery,
yeah. Yeah, but you're still skinny, but then you're fat.
CJ's way fatter.
CJ's way fatter.
Definitely.
Don't worry. CJ way fatter.
All right.
That's true.
What about Cleveland?
Cleveland. Oh, fuck Cleveland. You know what? Chad.
Yo.
Have you seen this?
So.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
This thing about Cleveland.
Which so one? Oh, the picture?
He took a picture of himself tanning himself.
Like, oh my God, yeah. Is Novak.
It's like, so bad.
Novak's been in jail and he's waiting.
I'm getting him out.
And now he's probably waiting in front of jail even longer.
What, right now?
Oh, yeah, like, that's yeah, fucked like, up. He waits a year waiting. In jail, and then you just make him wait for his
yeah,
ride.
Wait, waiting.
Like, wait a minute.
Is that 10 minutes even longer than the year?
Is that what's it's going on?
Yeah. It might be.
It's going to take time to process him out of jail. He gets released at
yeah,
noon.
Like, they say noon.
Which means, like, 3.
Fuck that.
But at the same time, who cares?
Kevin's picking him up in the RV. And I think it's hilarious that the RV hardly ever gets started. And now that I want it to be started, Ape has something to say about it.
Why?
Wait, what's your mom say about it?
And it's not a
what,
good idea
you start
to
the RV? Who cares?
RV of people who belong in jail to jail.
Maybe it's because she's afraid of how awful it looks to come pick up a guy getting out of jail for a new clean.
A guy getting
up. It's Novak.
Novak getting out of jail for his new clean, sober, adjusted life, and
that's what you think.
You go pick him up totally wasted from last night in an RV with all his old friends.
Well, see, I had that tour bus.
Do you think?
Yeah,
if you still have a tour bus, go ahead, Bam.
With half a jig off.
Do you think for 1 second?
I'm just playing the other side here, bro. All
right, Novak used to drink 7 glasses of wine a day, maybe more. So, if he gets out of jail and not sipping on anything,
would you be mad at
year,
him?
I'm not going to be mad at him. I'm just going to say that, dude, if you're going to have one, it's going to be
12.
7.
4, 7.
He's going to have one fucking wine and he's going to be a shit show. I know it for a fact because I've seen him do it.
Do you think his intentions are?
Drank one beer.
His intentions. That's what I'm trying to say. And he's been in jail for a year, so
Well, what do you think his intentions are? Do you think he thinks he should be sober?
He wants me to film him fuck his girlfriend because he says he's going to only put it in twice and then he's going to come.
It's probably true.
Well, I'm filming it.
Is she coming to pick him up?
That's why I'm bringing the RV, because he wants to do it in the back bed.
Oh, shit. That's going to be a good fuck.
Ew.
It's not going to be a good fuck. Yeah, it's going to last 2 seconds.
I want to know if Novak's going to drink instantly.
Or... Yeah, he's waiting.
He's probably...
Red wine.
Now say I'm Novak.
Nah, babe, I'm trying to stay clean and straight. I talked to Apple.
Yeah, I've been in jail for fucking 1 year, you fat motherfucker. Now bring me my wine.
What do you think he's going to say immediately?
That.
Right? You think so?
Yes, I've seen him do it.
Well, don't you think he's afraid of, or not afraid, but maybe doesn't want
to
go back to jail?
Bring me that.
You think he wants to go back to jail? Don't you think? Is he on probation or anything?
No, that's the thing.
I think Novak's going to want to be good.
Once he gets out, I could take him anywhere. I could take him to Norway if I want.
You can? He's allowed out of country?
He's lying.
He's allowed out of country.
Novak was in there for what? For supposed forged prescription or whatnot? Oh, he could admit to it if he did it now. So he did his time.
11 forged prescriptions.
When do we have to pick him up?
Well, we can leave.
I'm excited.
Does anybody know Apple's number?
No.
I think everybody knows it.
I know it, but my phone's not on me.
How do you know it, man?
Oh, jeez.
Shut up. CJ, when was the last time you got pussy?
Yeah.
Not right here.
Not right here.
4 or 5 months ago.
4 or 5 months
ago. Oh, CJ.
That's the last time you got laid, 4 or 5 months
and
ago?
And which way did you do it?
Damn.
when you did do it.
Yeah, I'm on my back. She's on top. She's throwing me.
Of course you're on your back.
Yeah.
He's too big to
You're
do too it. Lazy to fucking move.
Ugh. Bam. You know what I'm noticing? I'm wondering why production's mic sounds so clear and loud, and then I notice he switched the microphone and headset.
What a fucking
look head. Read the side of his head. What does it say on that?
Bam.
He switched. We can't switch it right now. Production, you sound real good on the radio. He took Bam's mic when no one was in the room.
Get the fuck out.
I don't really like how I sound.
I didn't do that. You
look at this fucking unbelievable. We'll do it after this.
It's mine.
Tell him.
I want it now, man.
All right, fine. Then play a song because we're on the radio right now. I don't want to switch mics. You do it. Why am I fucking doing this, production? Bam must have the good mic, so let me take it and switch the shitty one for his. Production, you did it. I'm sitting here wondering the whole time why your mic sounds normal and his mic sucks. Let's play a song. Give me a fucking goddamn song, man. All right, you guys are fucking prepared. Radio Bam.
So, of course, you are supposed to call me tonight. You were supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth where some little boys are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never try to reach me. No, you never call me back. You were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I would have met your friends. We would have had a drink or two. They would have liked me. Sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad. I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't want to get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that. Me neither. I'll kill her. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away.
Mm-hmm.
All she's got is blondness, not even tenderness, yeah. She's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me, no, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. And if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. Man, I told you, you know, if I find her, I mean, I'll kill her for real. Is that for sure? You have to know. I mean, you know, I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
Yeah, and now back to Radio Bam thing. Faction.
Bam got a new cat.
Looks like Trouble Park.
His name is Eric.
Very cute, black and white little long-haired kitty.
And my other cats hate him.
Oh, really? From the SPCA?
I got kicked out of the SPCA.
Yeah, well, the cat is back.
What the fuck is up with that? The police got called at the SPCA because I was being insubordinate. Then I show up at Appetite Domain, and I wasn't even there yet. Please come. They tow my car, Chad.
What? When?
The other day.
Well, why?
I don't know why. There's so many reasons. Because he has a fucking license that is expired or something.
Yeah, was that Corey Feldman? I was already parked. Corey Haim, you're not even on now. Look how shitty your mic is now.
Yeah, I was already parked with the keys
don't
out of the ignition. And the cops came over. They knew it was Bam. And they just wanted to meet him, I guess.
Do you hear the difference in how bad your mic sounds now?
Well, talk to Sirius.
Can you tell?
Yeah, I can.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why you switched it.
No, the fuck I didn't. I think I was freestyling.
That's how Bam used to sound for the whole first half of the show. And you're like, yeah, hey, how you doing? Radio production.
Well,
what's up? This is productions. What's that, Bam?
Oh, yeah, this is Radio Bam.
Oh, yeah, production. Ridiculous.
Getting as warm.
Yeah, well, go on. Rap something. Rap about Eric.
Well,
it's not cool to rap about cats.
It's cool to rap about pussy.
Ooh, try to rap about a cat.
Do a rap about a cute cat.
Put on a beat.
No, do a thug rap about a cute ass cat.
Hold on,
let me gangster rap.
Yeah, do it.
Gangster.
Who
on the
fucking
kittens.
Farted, dude?
The cat always does.
Oh, fucking stinks, CJ. It really fucking stinks, dude. What the fuck is that? It's not the cat.
I swear it's
You're blaming
cat.
On the cat.
I've seen him do it.
It's getting worse. It's really getting
Why do you blame him, CJ? Oh,
he looks like a farter. Closer to you.
He looks like CJ farter. Looks like a farter.
CJ looks like a big time farter. Yeah, man, it ain't that cat. You must have squeezed it out.
It is.
You must have squeezed it and the fart just shot out.
Did you squeeze that cat's belly?
CJ did it.
CJ, the new Novak.
Yeah.
Novak's going to be real excited to see you, dude.
He's the new Cleveland.
I know.
He don't even know you.
He's the new Cleveland.
When you, like, you don't bring, like, put CJ in the back room instead
you.
Of Apple. Put CJ in a blonde wig instead of Apple in the back when Novak gets out. Be like, Apple's waiting for you in the back. It's CJ in, like, a blonde-ass wig and shit. It's called Bangarang by Skrillex and Professor. Bang around,
see you, dog. Production Skrillex remix. Bangarang. Bass. I'm in the club getting stupid, yo. Drinks a bangarang. Rufio. Somewhere in my lungs where I'm about to lose the dro. And when I hit the studio, why music, yo? Place is filled up with some rave whores. Skrillex is on, so they roll like a skateboard. I'm in this bitch flossing, off like a baseboard. Kicking out freeze like a frost on your face floor. Right now, don't hold my hand. Break out the butter, motherfucker, on a roll again. Have your head all spinning like a bowling pin. Look at the dude in the pink shades, he's only 10. Fucked up and the lights are off. Feeling on a girl right now, twice as sore. Wondering if she likes me, does she like the spark? She got big lips, big tits, her hair is dark.
So, we're going to go pick Novak up.
I
think it's supposed to be 12 o'clock. That's what I was told.
I need to get to the bottom of this.
CJ told me.
And I'll give a fuck if you're at the top.
It's Radio Tintin.
I have to go through and edit everything in this shit. It's going to take hours.
You're a whore.
I'm not a whore. I only fuck you.
Everybody hates her on the radio.
Yeah, but guess what? Tell those
I've never heard anyone say they liked you on the radio.
Oh, I have heard.
That's enough.
Because I fuck Bam, that's why.
No, so it's fuck because all it's not entertaining to listen to.
Oh, please.
Can I hear the song?
Drop your head.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Here's Bam and production arguing for, it's got to be over half an hour, about crab meat and who ate whose crab meat. This is what happens when you have a roommate that eats your crab meat. For your listening pleasure, don't eat Bam's crab meat.
So you opened your crab meat,
and I did not eat all your crab meat, but if I ate one quarter of it, I don't see what the big deal is that you're flipping out.
The big deal is it's fucking mine.
I give you my chicken all the time. I bought my bottle of vodka and gave you my vodka.
You literally right.
I get it, but
it's my premium crab meat.
The crab meat, it was a fucking $10 thing. I ate one quarter of it. That's $2.50.
So I have to buy everything for your fucking ass to eat it?
Why
not? That's all I wanted. One fucking crab meat, and I'm like, ooh, my crab meat.
Dude, I just went and bought you Gatorade.
I ate two fucking bites.
I just went and bought you Gatorade.
So you ate it.
I ate one quarter of it, buddy. Dude, you're so
mad. Did you open it with the plastic?
No, I swear to God, I did.
Then
not
who
open.
Did?
No, I did not know. Dude, you got that 9 days, 8 days ago. You got that before the FBI agents and the whole family.
You have 10 days
on
you.
Well, I don't know what you're so mad at me for.
Because you opened my crab meat.
I did not open your crab meat.
All I wanted was the crab meat.
I didn't open your crab meat.
Now I have to eat this fucking plastic. It's not very good.
I'll fucking cook you a chicken. I don't get it. I didn't open your crab meat. You got that like 8 days
ago. I'll bust your fucking face open if you touch my fucking crab meat one more time.
I'm gonna go buy you fucking 10 things of crab meat.
I don't want
you
to buy it for me. I buy it myself.
No, I'm gonna go buy 10 of them. And I'm gonna throw 9 of them away.
Who live here for free?
Obviously, it's not. If I go buy you, go buy.
And don't tell me that you didn't open the plastic because I know that you did.
I didn't open the plastic.
So then who else ate it?
Dude, you bought it fucking 8 days ago.
No, I bought it 3 days ago.
That's bullshit. You bought it before.
Who cares when I bought it? You ate it.
No, I didn't.
I don't care if you took one bite of it. It's not yours. It's not yours.
I buy.
It's mine.
I buy you my
fucking mine.
I buy you my chicken.
You should.
I know exactly.
You should.
So what's the big deal? That's my vodka that I've been feeding you all night. And I gave you the money for it, correct?
Where's your vodka?
Who cares? Don't break it. Because you know I'm gonna have to clean it. Stop. I don't know why are you yelling at me tonight?
Because I'm hungry,
bullshit.
And there's never anything here because you fucking piece of shit.
Poor piece of shit.
God damn.
Was it the lump crab meat or was it
the good?
It was the good premium crab meat.
It was premium bullshit. It was fucking $10.
Well, either way, I wanted it.
Fucking dollars.
Either way, I wanted it.
I wanted it on the floor.
I want top ramen, and when it's all gone because you eat it, I still want it.
I don't eat top ramen. I haven't eaten fucking pasta since I lived here.
You can make
here, you want some chicken?
I don't want chicken.
Oh, you don't? You want?
Give me the
want?
Chicken.
Take the chicken. Move it! Take it up. Let's trash it. What else? What are we doing next?
That's chicken fillet.
That's chicken fillets. That's kicked chicken. We get shot on the streets of New York.
I don't think chicken flat.
Don't eat my fucking shit.
I don't like.
Not even one bite.
I don't
bite.
Like shit. I don't.
Not even one bite. Don't even smell it.
I don't like feet.
So you have 10 days.
My period's not late. Fixed the iPod, that's cool.
I fixed the iPod, it was always fixed.
Was it? Cool.
It was just to show Tammy that she spilled beer on it, but it was fixed the whole time.
Was it?
Yep.
Where is she at?
Like, you can live here for free and so you can Cleveland, but I'm not paying for your motherfucking groceries.
I know, you didn't. Look at your fridge.
Yeah,
it's
always empty and I'm always gone, and then as soon as I come back, it's even more empty.
I just went grocery shopping last night. Hold up, wait. I don't even eat cereal, homie. I don't even eat cereal.
Because there is none.
Golden Grahams, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, production doesn't even eat cereal.
Like, I don't feel like writing my name on all my food in my house.
I only eat chicken and vegetables.
Like, do I really have to write my name on all my food? Even when I do, people still eat it.
Where's Cleveland? Maybe he thought it was Alaskan crab. And he fucking just was so homesick that he trashed it down his throat real fast.
You just told me that you ate it.
I ate a fucking quarter of it. a quarter. And
it's small. Dude. If you eat a quarter of it, it's half of it.
And it was $9.99. I was there.
It doesn't matter. I wanted it.
I know, but you've eaten my chicken. I've hidden chicken for you. I come home, and I'm like, here.
I didn't eat your chicken. I did cheesesteak.
Not, dude, since I lived.
You offered me the chicken, and
of course,
I refused it.
Anytime I get food, I offer it to you, because I'm generous. And I appreciate that you let me live here.
You're not generous. You're all broke as a fucking joke.
No, I'm not. I got money in my pocket. You just grab my
drink. If you do have money, you buy weed on it, and I don't want weed.
I don't even buy weed. I find girls to smoke me out for free. Because you don't let me bring guys here when you leave, so I have to find little pothead girls I can hang out with and trap them in the friend zone.
Well, either way, 10 days. Uh-oh.
I get it. That's all she wrote.
Go back to Walmart in your fucking raid van.
I'm chilling. I will.
All I have is a bunch of fucking broke people living here who fucking eat everything that I buy.
$2.50 in crab meat.
Now it's $2. Last time I checked, you said it was $10.
$10 if I ate the whole container. I only ate a quarter of it.
I think just the point is.
The point is, I wanted it and it's gone now. I bought it for me.
Shit, dude. You had Colleen, Dembski, Cleveland. I go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It. You would eat it.
No, I ate a quarter of it. Sorry. Great.
You opened it.
No, I didn't open it. You got it 10 days ago, 8 days ago.
So someone opened it, and then you reopened it and ate the rest when you knew that
I saw it in front of it, and I had chips.
When I bought it, I said, ooh, I can't wait to eat this.
Well, if you couldn't wait to eat it, you would have ate it that night.
I wanted it when I wanted it.
Within the next 8 or 9 days,
you would have. What, do I have to eat it right away before somebody else does?
Well, if you say, I can't wait to eat it, that means, like, you want to do it within, like, the first few days.
Do I have to buy 19 refrigerators and hide everything everywhere?
Well, fucking lunch meat doesn't even stay good for 8 days.
Well, maybe if I put it in this refrigerator, nobody will see it.
Where's the container? Fucking shit, where
you went bad. You had your own refrigerator, so to speak.
He does. He has his own refrigerator up in his room.
Yeah, but I don't feel like carrying it all up there.
They're all, he has three of them. I said we could
maybe
put a lock on
them. Maybe you and Cleveland should have your own refrigerator.
That's a very good idea.
That's a very good idea. I said to him on the phone, I was like, I could put a lock on this. In 2 seconds, there could be a code lock. Like, that should be the beer refrigerator. But I'm sorry, when I go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and fucking drunk or coked up Colleen comes down off her coke binge is hungry.
It's
and
like telling somebody.
Buddy Bob.
It's like telling
Buddy Bob's done jerking off.
Dude. You smoked my last fucking cigarette, man. Dickhead. It's like, dude, don't worry. I'll buy you fucking 19 cigarettes. It's like, I don't want 19 cigarettes. I want one, and I want it now. I want one cigarette, and I want it to be now. Yeah, but tomorrow I'll have 19 for you. I don't care about tomorrow. I want one now.
Well, it didn't go bad until like February next year, but still. It was lunch, man.
Now I gotta eat styrofoam when I'm fucking here. This isn't very good, but I'll eat it because that's all that I have.
No, I think I just went shopping. I bought you.
I don't want what you bought.
Oh, you don't want
the
crab
meat?
Dude, when you want crab meat, you want fucking crab
meat. I know, I get it.
See?
You don't want chicken?
You get it, then don't eat it.
Well, if you get it, I won't eat it. If I get it, I should be able to eat it.
Like, do I have to tell everybody every single day, like, don't touch my shit?
Oh. I flushed the toilet when Natalie took that big ass shit last night.
I don't care.
This is why I don't have roommates. This sucks.
He was like, you're,
I love
you got,
having roommates.
You got 10 days to get out of the house.
If they're not
everybody
broke,
lives
the joke.
10 days to get out of the house.
And if anybody does have money, they buy weed on it.
Huh? Dude, I don't even buy weed. I'm telling you. Do I buy weed? I don't even buy weed.
Well, if you ever do get money, what do you buy it on?
I buy booze. I buy booze and I buy chicken. I pay for my gym pass. And I buy vegetables.
I just don't feel like living with jerk-offs anymore.
Jerk-offs.
Yeah, who eat all my shit?
Nigga, you throwing $10,000 around, having $100 bills fall out of your fucking pocket, and you're talking about a fucking $10 thing of fucking crab meat?
Because it's rare.
Are you serious?
Okay, can I get crab meat at 2
Dude,
o'clock in the
yes,
morning?
Yes, you can, because Giant's 24 hours.
Well, then drive there, fuckface. Oh, wait, let me forget. You don't have a car, and if you did have a car, your license is expired, and you have a rapist van that's expired, too.
No, a rapist van is legal.
Well, you have an expired license.
I'm just saying, so when you drop...
If you wanted to give me crab meat, you can't, because if you get caught, you have an expired license.
I need a drink overall.
You should. Thank God it's yours.
Yeah. You drop $10,000 a night. And
I am allowed. I have it.
Yeah, and now you don't have crab meat because I ate that shit.
Yeah, I want like, crab meat. I was like, you know $10,000.
I don't steal any of these hundreds.
I don't want $10,000.
I want
crab meat.
I know, and I want crab meat for taking care of you. So.
When I want the crab meat,
I don't
care if it's $10.
Yeah, I know. And
I don't want $10,000 at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Chef Gordon RP?
I want crab meat that I bought and I'm waiting for. Oh, I'm hungry. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I want crab meat. Oh, wait. P-Duck ate it. But bam, I can get you more like in the morning. I don't want it in the morning. I want it now.
So go get it.
I can't. And I shouldn't. Because I already did get it.
Why can't you get it?
It doesn't matter if I need to go get it. I already did get it, and I wanted it.
I know.
So what the fuck is your point?
I go get some more.
I don't want you to go get some more.
I don't want
the one that I already had.
I want you to go get some more.
Why would you want me to go get some more?
Because we're out of it.
Yeah, because you ate it.
I know. And I'm hungry, and I need
so
more.
So that's why I want you to leave.
Well, I mean... Is that why?
You're a rapper and you have all this cool shit to say, but you have nothing to say about this.
I have to say, if you drop $10,000...
I don't care about the $10,000.
Cool, then I'm going to pick that up and I'm just going to make sure you got plenty of crab meat next time.
I don't want plenty of crab meat. I want a little can of crab meat that's
all right,
mine.
Cool. All right, well, then I'll only buy you one and I just get to keep the rest. Cool.
Who said you get to keep the rest?
Well, because, I mean, if I'm...
not saying I don't want the $10,000 in general.
You
say I don't want it.
You only care about
that
$10 crab meat. So the $10,000.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm drunk, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
So I have 10 days.
You're a rapper, and it's all witty.
And then it's $10 and $10 crab meat, so a lot of
$10. He's a witty rapper, and he has nothing to say about that.
I have to say that Giants 24 hours, so at least we can get out of the 10 zone for a little bit.
Well, I don't feel like driving 20 minutes and 20 minutes back.
I could probably call someone and say, yo, go pick Bam up some crab meat.
You could probably do it?
I bet you I could.
Well, it's too late. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, it's just because you just want to throw a Bamper tantrum. And it's retarded. Because Cleveland ain't here.
Because
on.
It's going to happen again.
Then
I'm going to buy crab legs. And I'm going to be like, ooh, I have fucking crab legs. And they're going to come in and they're all going to be gone.
And then you're going to get fucking genital
because
crabs. I don't fucking
you
know.
You are fat Cleveland.
Fat Cleveland. Oh, he probably fucking opened the fucking crab.
Cleveland's in Alaska. You can't blame him.
Oh, yeah. Because you just want to blame somebody that's here to fight with him.
So if you didn't
pick
eat it, that means you invited someone over to
you. No, you did. You did. Colleen, who's here?
Colleen
Fresh,
ate my
Fresh,
crab
ain't
meat.
Fucking eating your fucking... I got plenty of chicken, bro. I bought all the chicken. I just filled the fucking fridge. I don't want your crab meat, homie. I give you... Here's chicken. Great. Here's more chicken. Oh, shit. Damn.
There's pros and cons about this, Chad.
Yeah.
You do want the crab meat.
I like the company of having roommates, but... I don't like the pros and cons. I don't like the cons of having people with no money living here. It sucks.
But I have money. When I'm broke, I
well, if you do have money, you buy weed with it.
No, I never buy weed.
What do you want me to buy with it?
Yeah, what do you want me to buy? I buy groceries.
What do I want him to buy with it? Something, a grocery that's his. That he
can eat. The chicken that's on the floor that you just fucking punted is mine.
I didn't eat. You saw me eat the cheesesteak and you said, bam, why didn't you eat the chicken that I made? Because I didn't feel like eating it.
You bought that
so
fucking
crab
8 days
So now
ago.
I didn't eat your chicken and now I'm getting yelled at about eating the chicken that I never ate.
8 days ago. Dude, there was like
I ate a cheesesteak.
Bam,
you shouldn't eat cheesesteak. You should eat the healthy chicken. Well, I didn't eat the chicken. Now I'm getting yelled at about eating chicken that I never ate.
He always eats the chicken.
He didn't eat the chicken.
Yes, he did. This is 8 days
this
ago.
This time
I cook four things of
crab
chicken
meat's
every day.
Crab better for you than chicken.
Dude, he bought a $10 thing of fucking crab meat.
That's expensive
$9.99.
Shit, dude.
Yo, each one of these motherfuckers is fucking $5. And he's eating at least three of them because I cook chicken for him every fucking night.
Crab meat's better than chicken.
Yeah.
And he wanted it. He wanted it so big.
Dude, if I was psyched about crab meat and I went to my refrigerator and it was gone, I'd be fucking furious.
I know.
I don't care what.
He's like, dude, I couldn't wait to eat it. 8 days later, when I went,
it was all sealed up.
I know.
And it was only like this much. And I'm like, I'm gonna have like five awesome bites.
Tons of them.
I had one fucking bite. So even if he had three bites, that's still like he left me two.
Sharing the crab meat stuff.
Don't eat my shit.
Sharing.
I will never eat shit. And I will never eat your crab meat ever again because this was... This
I feel like I have this conversation every fucking week.
You buy... I want with crab meat?
The solution was, bam, I'll never eat your crab meat. Then I'll buy lobster meat. Another and then he'll eat that. And then I'll be like, don't eat my fucking lobster meat. Well, you said crab meat last time. I didn't know that lobster meat meant crab meat.
So
it just says don't eat my shit.
I'm about to make him fucking a BAM plastic wrap thing. A BAM bin. You should have a BAM bin in there.
I don't know. Maybe you should.
I think the fact that there's two refrigerators, if there was a code on the one with food...
It doesn't even matter.
I know, because you would open it up and get, like, say, yeah, sure, eat it.
He
and then go, production Cleveland,
he doesn't want to have to lock you out of his refrigerator.
Then you wouldn't have to.
That's a.
I'll just lock you out of my house, and then you'll have to shit in the woods.
In the woods. Well... That's a duck shits in the woods.
Then you want it.
I know, I'm just saying. So to speak, I'm not taking the crab injury insult.
All I'm saying is I like having roommates. I like your company. But I don't like you eating my fucking shit.
Do you like my $1,000 door paintings that I put up and the fact that I clean up $10,000 worth
of shit? You should.
And just collect
if
your
you
money.
Didn't,
like
you'd be living at Walmart in a rapist van.
No, if I just hung out for a week, I could be living in a mansion.
Well, then
fuck
go
out of here. I could be like 10,000 today, 10,000 tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait to see you live in a mansion.
All right, cool. There, I'm at 100,000. Bam, thanks. I'm gonna go buy a house in the fucking hood and let them sell crack out of it for like $10,000. I'm gonna hit Miami.
Can't wait to see you live in a mansion in Miami.
It's like, I'm just saying.
That'll take you years on end and it probably won't happen.
That'll kill it. Miami's like cheap as fuck. Like, a mansion in Miami's like three bedrooms.
It'll take you too much money to even get down there.
No, if I hung out here for a week, I'd have $100,000 and I could just route. And
how
be like,
you
cool.
$100,000
because you throw $30,000 here, $20,000 there. Here, Pete, I pick up another $5,000, and then I give it all back to you. And then, oh, my fucking $1.50 of crab at premium price was $9.99. And Pete, you're a fucking asshole. Suck a duck, dude. Are you serious? You smash bottles and like, I clean it all up.
It's my fucking house, that's why.
Great.
It's his crab meat, and you went after it, dude.
I know.
It's the tiny little things that piss me off like that.
No, he just wanted something to yell about, and
no,
he pissed off about something.
I bought crab meat, and it was so tiny, and I really wanted it, and it was all sealed up, and then I opened it
up. When was it sealed up, man? 8 days ago?
No, three.
No, eight.
So, who gives a fuck? Who cares if it's 2 weeks?
Because you mind! You probably did open it up. And then you probably
I never
ate
opened it up
well,
for a motherfucking fact. I was waiting to eat that.
Yeah, you said you couldn't wait to eat it. And then you had all
so
these...
So I know damn well that I never opened it up.
So when we had the meeting of the moms over here with FBI agents and everybody hanging out,
they didn't
chilling
eat my
out.
Crab meat.
How do you know?
Because we went over to their house and they had hors d'oeuvres and we ate them all and
no.
So did they.
They came over and they had a tray...
No strangers open up.
No neighbor came over. We were over their house and they had a party and they had
who
all kinds of hors d'oeuvres
and opens up crab meat.
No one.
Chad, I don't even know why you're defending him. You've seen this
high
house.
On weed fucking
high on weed.
Coming in being like, ooh, crab meat.
Yeah.
Or Cleveland coming down on methadone, ooh, crab meat.
What?
That's it. That's the only. And then if they don't admit it, it's because they don't remember or they're just going to lie to me.
No. Not cause I was
and then now he's order. Saying that he had a few bites. Of course
no,
you had a few
had
bites because
it.
You motherfucking opened
no,
the plastic.
No, I didn't open it. No, I didn't.
Who cares if you opened the plastic or not?
Because
you
that's
ate
the,
it.
That's the fact.
You knew
matter.
It wasn't.
I ate it last night when we got the scoop. When I bought scoop shit for the
okay,
fucking house.
So you didn't
for
open
you.
The plastic. You ate it.
No, it was already open. It was already eaten out of. It was already eaten out of. Like, are you, how are you gonna say that? Like, that's like, did you open my bottle of booze? No, it was already open. Half of it is
gone. Anything that you have in your stupid hobbit hole, I'm going to open and I'm going to have it.
Hobbit, hobbit.
And you're going to have to ask me if you want a sip of it.
I already gave you my whole bottle of booze before you even opened yours. Oh, man.
So everything in yours is up for grabs.
I know, right? Ugh.
Oh, it's so up for grabs.
Anyone who comes over, shit, they just take whatever
you want. Write your name on it. It doesn't even matter. It's mine.
I'm fighting them. I'm fighting them all.
Well, you're going to have to fight me because it's fucking mine.
You'll lose. Look at me.
You'll lose. You'll be losing by living at Walmart and you're fucking rapist.
Look at me. I know, but what's more? What's worse? I'm a maniac. It's like fighting Buddy Bob. But it'll send me a little more calm.
You're going to fight your landlord?
No, not my landlord. He's going to fight, I don't know, somebody else.
I would just say I fucked up by eating the crab meat because I would feel stupid.
Isn't that so easy to say? And then I'd be like, yeah, Peter, all right, at least you said sorry.
I would feel stupid.
And then I'd give him a high five and then we'd be friends again. But no.
You don't have to argue.
Go on this fucking tangent.
I mean, just say
you're wrong. There's no way that you're not wrong because you're a witty rapper dude and you have nothing cool to say about what you did.
That's plenty. I thought I was in defense. If all you want to hear is sorry. Sorry, quarter.
You're
crab
day late in a dollar.
I take 25% of the fault of the crab meat and not the opening of it, which is probably 50%, which knocks my portion probably down to 15%. So I take 15% of the apology of sorry for eating partial of your crab meat.
Well, I'm pretty hungry, so I guess I'm going to have to eat the styrofoam because that's all that's left.
Well, let me get you some cayenne pepper.
You probably ate that too.
Nah.
This is all I have to eat in my house. Oh, I bought $100 worth of shit, but no. I gotta eat fucking styrofoam from McDonald's.
Well, that was ridiculous. Production just didn't get it. Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.